Rockets football coverage continues. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, and Zaxby's of Shelbyville. Now, let's go back to the field with the voice of the Rockets, Shane Stovall.
And welcome back again. We're glad you joined us. About to get this game underway. Shelby County is on the road. We're here at North Oldham. Facing the Mustangs of North Oldham, 3-4. The Mustangs are. Rockets are 5-1 coming into tonight after that tough loss against Franklin County we talked about. Looks like the Rockets did win. I believe they won the toss and elected to kick off. So we've got Josh Edwards out there, number 89, ready to... Most likely, if you've ever watched this team yet this year or listened to my annoying voice, call these games, ready to put this ball through the end zone. Ball's teed up. Edwards is on the move. He kicks it. Gets it up pretty high, pretty deep. That's going to be taken at the one-yard line. Returner right up the middle. Gets all the way out to about the 23-yard line, it looks like. 24, maybe. We'll see where they mark it.
It was Jackson Wine returned it up. You got it just about, looks like, where you get that to?
Look like
right, just shy of the, yeah, just shy of the 20, actually, I think.
Or, yeah, they got it at 23, I see it marked now, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, nice, I mean, not a bad return, you know, he got that and was immediately north-south. I tell you, if he'd have got a little seam, that could have been a problem. He had some speed, and he hit it with a reckless abandon. There we go, North Oldham comes out in a bunch formation. Quarterback gets the ball, he's going to hand it off. It's a run to the right, awfully far over to that other, that far side of the field. Kind of hard to see who ran that ball, but North Oldham got up to the line quickly. He was in a bunch formation. Looked like he had three backs around him. Got a quick snap, handed it off, running off to the right tackle. And
looks like that might have been number 33, Adam Osborne, I think.
I believe so. Picked up about 5 yards. We're looking at second and five. Say second and five from the 28-yard line. Norah Oldham comes up again. He gets the quarterback, gets it, pitches back to the left. Running back was a few yards behind him. It was a quick pitch. He tried to bounce it outside. Shelby County was having no part of that. That fast, that team speed, that defense was back there in a hurry. Looks like a couple yards lost. You're looking at going to be bring up third and we're going to say third and nine.
That's the speed we're talking about with Michael Perry. Michael Perry was in that backfield right when the pitch was made. It's just a great, great athletic play by Michael Perry.
Absolutely, it looked like he read that play the whole way. He could have almost intercepted it and ran that in. All right, North Oldham hurries back up to the line. There again, they're in the bunch formation. We've got two backs to each side of him. Looks like two tight ends. We've got some movement. Flags everywhere. I believe it's probably going to be offsides on Shelby County. And
looks like they're moving that way.
It is offsides. The encroachment on Shelby County. So it's going to be 5 yards free for North Oldham.
And that's a big play. I mean, you go from third and eight, third and long, and now you're third and three.
Third and manageable.
Much more manageable situation for North Oldham.
You know, it's remnants of last week. We got Franklin County into a third and long, bailed them out. We got a rough in the passer, bailed them out. We had forced a punt, or would have for, you know, fourth down, and we got a rough in the passer and gave them a first down. North Oldham up to the line again, quickly snaps it, hands off to the first back, up to the left side, right off the left guard. Hits that A-hole, or tried to get to the A-hole. That was plugged pretty quickly by, looks like number...
Devontae Chandler was in there to stop that, put him at fourth down to come out and punt. Good. Another good defensive play. He got in there quick.
I believe Jordy Orsoto was in on that as well, number 55, 6 foot, 175-pound senior. Got in there and got a shoulder in and helped plug that hole. So going to bring up fourth, and we'll call it two. And they're in the punt formation. Good snap. Punter's got it.
Oh,
almost blocked. It may have been tipped. That one came off the side of the leg. Punt does get over the 50. It's going to be marked out at the 45-yard line. So the Rockets going to take over first down and 10 at the 45. Got some really good field position. That's a good you can't ask for much better start than that.
No, about a 24-yard punt. So not a great punt, but they got in there. They got the pressure on him. They had three guys in there. Again, it's one of those where you don't know how they didn't touch the ball.
You wonder, almost wonder if maybe somebody's fingernail actually touched it or something, because it wasn't a very pretty punt, obviously.
Great field position for the Rockets at the at their own 45.
The Rocket low line is up and ready. Tyler Drain comes out, one back behind him. He's got two wideouts, almost kind of in a little pistol formation where the wideouts are back. He's going to hand it off to Manica right up the middle. Manica, I believe that was about the same kind of play they ran last week right up the middle, except Manica just outran everybody. That time Mustangs did a pretty good job of stopping him before he got going too much. Picked up about 4 yards, run on the right side of the line.
He just wears on you. You get a guy like that, I mean, he's got a full back, running back speed. He's just a bowling ball when he gets in there. And you see it once you get later in the game. It's just hard to tackle.
You're right. He gets going stronger and the defense wears out. So it's a good combination for us. We've got number two. That's going to be Brandon Davis going in motion. Ball is snapped and handed off. I believe Tyler got that handed off to
Manica again.
It was Manica.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough for he runs off to the right side. Breaks one tackle and drags another one a couple yards and gets the first down. So it's going to be first down and 10. Ball marked at about the 46-yard line, 45-yard line.
Maddox had such a great year. Then in last week had 157 yards.
Yeah, he had an absolutely stellar game last week on both sides. Drained in the pistol formation, one back behind him. He drops back to the pass, got a man wide open. Throws it to the left side of the field about 10 yards, 9 yards or so. Has his receiver, got a good catch. Couldn't tell who caught
Devin Mantilla caught that. He was wide open, so a good
excellent
good
timing route
catch.
Yes, excellent job there. Three-step drop, looks right, looks left, and finds Mantilla wide open, hits him right in his numbers.
It's nice to see that throwing in a passing game come into effect because you see a team that can run all over people, and that's just something to keep the defense on their toes. They're looking for the run. They've got Manica, they've got Perry, they've got all these running backs. And getting it up in the air. We'll
absolutely. And now when you have to worry about passing the game as well, it makes it even worse. We got a quick snap, handoff up the middle. Strain got it. It looks like a little zone option read type of play, and he handed it off to, let's see who that is.
Manica again.
That Manica gets up the middle and quick little stutter step, which is not really his forte. He just pretty much likes to run over people, which I love that about him. But he's able to get up there and churn out enough yards for another first down.
Certain guys you don't have to go to the outside on. You just say, hey, here's the ball, go north-south.
Go do your thing. All right, we got to cut it back up again. Drain has, looks like one back behind him, two split off to the right. Got a man in motion. It looks like it's going to be Perry. Perry gets the pitch, going around the right side of the field, trying to get the edge. Good defense. Team speed on the defense gets over there and kind of shuts it down before anything gets going. I thought I saw a flag come out.
The back judge put a flag out there.
That's typically in the area of holding. We'll see what they decide to do.
That's interesting. It was towards the end of the place. You don't know. Plenty of Mustang defenders over there. They had nowhere to go.
Yeah, that one shut down pretty quick. We are at 7:32. It's in the first quarter left. 0-0 if you're just joining us. Block in the back against the Rockets. So that's going to be marked off. It's going to take it back to the 35-yard line. So it looks like it's at the mark at the 35. Drain comes up with the offense. One back behind him. That's Manica. Manica's got the pink undergarments on underneath his white and blue uniform, so he's easy to spot. Man goes in motion. The snap is we've got trouble already. That didn't take long to develop. Perry come around, was coming towards us on this side of the field in motion. Drain gets the snap and tries to hand it off, gets it to Brandon Davis, but as soon as Davis had it in his gut, he was met by a host of tacklers.
It's just a slow-developing play.
You
see it from up here. It was just kind of slow. Defense had plenty of time to react, and when you're a rushing team, you don't look. You can the single coverage you guys on the outside, and they just had nowhere to go on that.
Right, you got to, you know, in those kind of plays, you have to have the line has to hold a block long enough to get the back with the ball and get going. I mean, you've got to be able to get some movement. So here we go, second down and long. Drain gets the ball, he drops back to pass, and he's going for his man in the flat. Pretty good throw, a little bit out in front of him, but catchable. Hit him right in the hands. I was trying to see who.
Michael Perry. It looked like the other edge where he was ready to run. He's so fast, and he was ready to run
before he got the ball.
I think he did. Yeah, when you're that fast, I guess that happens.
Yeah, well, can't catch them all. So that's going to bring a third down and 25. Third and long for the Rockets. Sitting at 6:29 to go in the first quarter. It's a third down right here. You know, I think you're in four down territory. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you could be. It depends on how much you get on this. I mean, you're not going to get the first down, or you shouldn't right here. So you want to get maybe into, you got a good kicker.
You got it.
Field goal range.
There's a snap. Drain gets the ball, hands it up to Manica up the middle. Looks like it churned out about 4 yards. So that's going to take him up to, see where they mark that. It's going to be at the, what is that, 35-yard line?
Looks like the 35.
So you're talking about the 52-yard field goal. If they attempt it, and here comes 8-9. He's coming out. If I'm the coach, within 50, 52, 53 yards, he's coming out every time. Josh Edwards, obviously one of the best kickers in the state. Got a very strong leg. This is well within his distance. We got Edwards coming out for a 52. Well, actually, yeah. Almost 50.
It looks 50, like 52.
Yeah.
He's right on.
Yeah, right at 52. It's a 52-yard field goal attempt from the right hash. Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick is up. He did not get that good at all. But that one fell about 7-8 yards short of the crossbar. It looked like his torch was good, as we like to say in golf. Your torch was fine, but just didn't get enough of the ball. I think he got underneath it just a little too much.
Got underneath of it. It fell 10 yards short of getting that one in.
Yeah, well, you know, it's worth a shot. You got a kicker like Edwards, you know, you've always got a chance. So I gotta agree with that play call there. So anyway, the field goal falls short, remains tied up 0-0, 5:34 on the clock, I'm sorry. North Oldham takes over.
You know, I didn't realize that. I still understand that now. I didn't realize in high school that the ball goes back to the 20-yard line.
Yes.
I did not know that. Okay. Interesting.
Johnny Carson, I did not know that.
Wow.
Bad Johnny Carson impression. North Oldham comes up to the line, gets a snap, hands it off to the first back right behind the quarterback. Looks kind of like a fullback. Built like a refrigerator with feet, and he ran right up through the middle. Gets about, I don't know, what do you think, 3 or 4 yards?
Three or four.
Kind of hard to tell. Three or four tough yards. I mean, he was met immediately.
By the way, your Johnny Carson impersonation, there's probably some high school students listening to this, and they're probably going, what in the
Johnny
world?
Carson,
who is Johnny Carson?
You're right, but let's not date ourselves yet. Some people may be listening who know me and know how old I am, or how young I am, I like to say. Others may not. North Oldham back up. They're in a bunch formation. They send a wide receiver in motion. He's going to hand the ball off to the receiver that went in motion, going around the right side. Shelby County team speed once again. The line was able to shoot the gap. That looked like a pretty good play call by the defense. They shot shot the gap, went to the left side the right side where the play was going, and kind of shut that off before they could get anything going.
It's going to be really hard to run east-west on this defense when you have so much team speed. And it's a collective unit. It's not just one. I mean, they get going. They get that shift going. And you've got the linebackers and safeties. You've got that speed getting out there. They're not going anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah,
there's not too many guys much faster.
Great point. It's tough to run north-south on them when you get guys like Mack and Orsoto in the middle to clog things up. Yeah, here's a snap. He looks like there's not much going on there either.
He's right at the line.
Yeah, it was third down. I'm sorry, I'm losing track there. It was third down and short. It was about third and three. Oh, he did get the first down. So they got a handoff, went right up the middle, and he was able to eke out enough yards to get the first down. So the chains move. First down and 10. Going to be, what's it marked at now, the 30?
Yeah, right at the 30.
Slightly over the 30.
The Rockets wearing their pink to support breast cancer awareness.
Absolutely. I love when the teams wear all the pink undergarments and things of that nature, the Under Armour shirts and socks and undergarments, yes, Brad. So, and we got a deep pass by North Oldham attempt down the right sideline. Had a player that was somewhat open a little bit. Had a step on maybe Catlett over there playing defensive back. Had a step on him, but pass was overthrown a few yards, so not very catchable.
You had a couple of guys in there. Jordy Orsoto was one of them that was right in his face in there, so I think enough pressure to they can get rid of that ball in a hurry, and he just overthrew him.
Absolutely. The defensive line, man, I'm telling you, they really played pretty well last week. And what we got going on here? Was there a...
There's a flag throw, and it's going way back. Remember what the flag was.
Shot blocking on North Oldham. So that's going to mark it back quite a ways, 15-yard penalty. That's going to make it first down and 25. And that's going all the way back, if my math is correct, and I did go to Shelby County. It should be on the 15-yard line. The first and 25 from the 15. Oldham gets a snap. North Oldham, I should say. Quarterback drops back. Nothing going on. It may have been a design quarterback draw. He kind of goes up the middle, bounces it out to the left, gets over here towards the near sideline, up around about the 20, it's hard to tell, maybe 23, 24-yard line. Talking about number 23, James Bradley there, 5'10", 154-pound junior. So we got a little chunk of yards back there. They're going to make a second down and 17, ball on the 23.
Those 15-yard penalties are exactly why I'm up here and not down there coaching.
They give you gray hair.
Absolutely.
North Oldham gets the snap, drops back. Quarterback looking. He's got pressure on him. He's able to roll out. Oh, and that ball was almost intercepted. Quarterback had pressure, sidestepped the rocket, backing up and threw across his body, trying to hit the receiver on this near sideline. Looks like he was going for number 30 there. Let's see who that is. It's like Stuart Harrison. He was trying to find Stuart Harrison, I think, was maybe a running back who leaked out of the backfield. And I didn't see who it was made
James
the play.
Bradley made the play. A great play. Read that, got right in there, almost picked it off.
Absolutely.
A great
play.
Great plays.
You're right. So that's going to bring up another third and long situation. Third and 18 from the 22-yard line here. North Oldham showing, you know, they're trying to get the passing game going tonight. Here's another pass. He drops back. Three-step drop. He's looking. That's going to be overthrown as well. Looking for a man who was sprinting on the go route over the on the far side of the field, right side of the field for North Oldham. Had a man just streaking up the middle, and I tell you, if that ball was thrown a little better, that would have been a nice little completion and first down, because Shelby County's defense was a little slow to get over and close out. Nonetheless, it was incomplete. So, going to bring up 4th and 18, and North Oldham takes the old familiar hunt formation. Is that Manica?
That's Michael Perry with the speed. They get in there again, close to him.
Very close to getting in. Not a bad punt. Oh, took the great North Oldham bounce. Ball landed at about the 40, and it's going to roll all the way down inside about the 30-yard line, right inside the 30. They're going to mark it down at the 30, exactly. So not a bad punt. Ended up with that nice little roll for North Oldham. Gets the Mustangs defense some breathing room. 70 yards in front of the Rockets for a score.
Give the punter a nice little acting award right there. He tried to get that roughing the kicker as he got another Rocket in there just within reach of getting a block punt.
You're right on the acting. I don't think Clint Eastwood's going to be calling him anytime soon to fill a role, but nonetheless, he gave it a shot. Drain comes out with the offense. Just the formation again, one back behind him, which is Manica. He sends Brandon Davis in motion. Hand off to number 44 on the snap. It's going to be Manica. He gets it up the middle, a little bit off to the right side. Kind of ran right off the right guard in between the B-hole, I guess you'd call it. He get there nice 4 or 5 yards.
They're giving him 3, it looks like. I thought he got more than that, but they're giving him 3 yards on the carry. Give North Oldham some
very
credit here.
Not there, was it?
No, I didn't think so. No, give North Oldham some credit because they're not giving up any big plays at this point. I mean, it could be only a matter of time, but they're giving up the short plays.
Right. Drain sends a man in motion. That's Davis again, but he hands it off to Manica up the middle. Manica breaks one or two tackles. Finally is hit right at the first down marker, and he's able to turn around and lunge backwards. Pick up a first down. That's going to be a gain of about, we'll call it 8.5, 9 yards. Going to be first down Rockets at the 42-yard line, looks like they've marked it.
We've seen a heavy dose of Manica, which we expected that. We want to see what they do. You've got the speed with Michael Perry out there and Brandon Davis to see what they can do.
Davis goes back in motion.
There
he
is.
Got a little razzle-dazzle. There he goes. Perry is around the corner. He has got a first down and a few extra yards. It's a nice little bit of a trickery there. Drain takes a snap from that familiar pistol formation. Trust back. Davis went into motion. He takes the handoff to Davis, who dives inside. Perry was going in, coming around on a reverse from the opposite side of the field, coming right at us. Puts the ball back to him. Perry uses that great speed to get around the corner. That little arm tackle was shed easily, and he was able to pick up a first down. No, it looks like they're going to mark him short. About a yard short.
Yeah, second and one.
Yeah, second and one. They marked him a yard short. Does get over the 50-yard line, just over the 50, right about the 49. Second and one Rockets. Davis goes in motion again. Drain gets the handoff and pitches it to Davis, who gets the outside, and I believe he's got the first down. Yes, he did get the first down. About a 3-yard run. 4-yard run, maybe. Gets the first down. We're down to 1.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Rockets are moving. They are across the 50, down to about the 43-yard line.
The second one like that, I'd almost, and of course I'm not the coach, but I'd love to see something maybe a little different. You get second and one, you're in pretty good field position.
Maybe take a
with
shot.
Manica,
third and one.
Yeah, you've got two plays where you can get a first down. If you don't get a first down with these running backs, something's wrong. But try something different, I guess.
So that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Drink takes the snap, hands off to Manica right up the middle. No one was stopping that man there. He is, and he's still not stopped. He finally goes down. Manica with another nice run up the middle. Pretty good open hole right there. Center and the right side guard there. I'm not sure who that was on the right side of the line. Opened up a nice hole, and Manica wasn't touched until he got in the second level. Going to bring up second and, what is it, about three? Long three, maybe?
Yeah, four. Second and three. It's a 30. Ball's on the 35 of North Odom. Rockets are moving, getting that push that they need.
Chugging out 6, 7, 8 yards of carry. I mean, this is a nice drive here. You just hope they protect the ball and keep doing what they're doing. Drain sends another man in motion. One man behind him hands it off to Manica. Manica dances up the middle. gets a few yards. That should be enough for a first down.
So they're doing a heavy dose of Manica, like you said, and I love how they, and of course, it's kind of become a familiar thing. They send either Perry or and or Davis in motion, and it gives them the option to hand off to those guys with their speed. And, of course, you know, you get the defense back on its heels, and then they get used to having to hit the big guy at the middle in Manica. And then the next thing you know, you torch him on the outside with Perry or Davis. Speaking of, Drain takes the pitch. He's going to hand it off to, I believe that was Brandon Davis, who came around from his flank position, kind of came in towards the middle.
Michael Perry got the ball. Looks like he got the ball. Yeah, Davis on the outside. They moved him. They had Perry, and instead of going outside, he cut a nice cut inside to get some positive yards. Again, they did a great job of reading that, closing the outside.
That was a great move. Perry put that, planted that foot and cut and got into the middle there. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. Second and five facing the Rockets. We will return. It is 0-0 into the first quarter. Rockets are moving, so we will return here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.